السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. أحمده وأشكره وأستعينه وأستغفره وأتوكل عليه وأصلي وأسلم على حبيبه ونجيبه وخيرته في خلق حافظ سره ومبلغ رسالاته بشير رحمته ونذير نقمته سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى آله الأطيبين الأطهرين وصحبه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وصل على أئمة المسلمين وحماة المستضعفين وهداة المؤمنين وصل على بقية الله في الأرضين أوصيكم عباد الله بتقوى الله ونظم أمركم. I advise you all and myself, brothers and sisters, to abide by the code of piety and observe limits of Islam in our lives, and seek the favors of Allah to help us follow the path. We are arriving at the holy months of Islam, Rajab, Sha'ban, and Ramadan, and inshallah briefly shed some light in the second khutbah. Today, this time, briefly, I would like to congratulate all of us on the Milad and Viladat of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali. And the Viladat of some of our Imams, Imam al-Baqir, Imam al-Taqi, and Imam al-Naqi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, which all fall in this holy month of Rajab, which is about to arrive, and the Laylatul Mab'ath and Mi'raj, which is also at the end of this month. This is a very important month, which tells us a lot about the place of Imamat in Islam, and that we should remind ourselves of our connection and with the Imams and how we can apply that to our lives. I mentioned the role of A'imma, especially our first Imam, Hazrat Ali Murtaza alayhi salatu wasalam, as a qudwa and an example for all the people. In some of his words, where he presented himself as an example of and a role model and a perfect example of morality, adab, and a perfect guide for knowledge of all the people. In his words, he said, Ya Kumail, inna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi sallam. أدبه الله عز وجل وهو أدبني. O Kumail, the messenger of Islam, Allah perfected his manners and morals. وهو أدبني أدبني, and he was the one who perfected my morals and my akhlaq and my adab. وأنا أؤدب المؤمنين, and I train and perfect the morals of the believers. وَأُورِثُ الْأَدَبُ الْمُكَرَّمِينَ, and I leave behind, and I leave Like Uwarith means like a warith, you know, who inherits from his Muwarith. So Imam is leaving as his heritage, as his legacy, right, his adab and his akhlaq for the mukarrameen, the people who have been chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to acquire the qualities of Imam al-Muttaqeen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wa salam. As we know, and this ayah we have read many times, that the Holy Quran praises the akhlaq of the Holy Prophet. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. It is like a seal, it is like a certificate, it is like an eternal award of the highest possible, you know, akhlaq that could be achieved by any human being. Allah grants that to His Messenger. Surely you are upon the great morals. You are a great example. And the Prophet said, أَدَّبَنِي رَبِّي فَأَحْسَنَ تَأْدِيبِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perfected my adab and my akhlaq and my personality and my character, right? فَأَحْسَنَ تَأْدِيبِي. In the best possible manner, Allah has decorated me with these morals, right? And then he said, أَنَا أَدِيبُ اللَّهِ وَعَلِيٌّ أَدِيبِي. I am the adib of Allah. Adib means tarbiyat shudeh. Someone who has been given tarbiyat, right? And given adab. I am the adib of Allah. That means Allah has given me adab, made me mu'addab by His adab. He has made me copy His adab in my life. Wa aliyun adibi. And Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam is a person whose adab and akhlaq has been perfected by me, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Imam al-Islam himself, he said, مَن تَأَدَّبَ بِآدَابِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ أَدَّاهُ إِلَى الْفَلَاحِ الدَّائِمِ. He said, whoever copies Allah's morals in his life, Allah will give him falah. Falah means success, beyond which there is nothing more a person can desire. Highest possible success is for the person who reflects and mirrors the adab and akhlaq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his life. Allah will grant him the eternal success. What does that mean? You know, when we read the Quran, Allah shows His adab to us, right? All over the Quran, cover to cover, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing His adab to us. How He speaks about people, right? When He talks about some sensitive subjects, how He mentions that, does not give a very graphic description of things, you know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to people in a manner, for example, He's speaking to the people, mu'mineen, and among the mu'mineen, who some are munafiqeen as well. Especially in those times when Islam came, very few were really truly had understood what Islam means. They just said kalimatul la ilaha illallah, that's it. And Quran says to them, ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, right? But He also says, ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, aminu. O believers, acquire faith, acquire belief. That means rise to the real, you know, essence of iman. Calling mu'min, ourselves mu'min by name is not enough. Iman should be rooted in us. We should fully absorb this in ourselves and follow what it says. And this one should feel every day remembrance of Allah. One should have the power to keep away from the shar and the fitna and the, you know, and dhunub, all the sins and different things. And a person should be ready to say istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he does wrong. These are signs of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In history we find our a'imma have given teachings of how to give adab to our children. What does that mean? Some of the things, one hadith in Mizan al-Hikmah I found from Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, وَقَدْ وَرَدَ عَنْهُمْ أَدِّبُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ. Teach your children morals. عَلَى ثَلَاثِ خِسَالٍ. Three qualities you must make sure that you pass on to your children. حُبُّ نَبِيَّكُمْ. First is the love of your Prophet. We should watch ourselves living in a society that is completely strange to our beliefs, to our morals, to our history, to our principles, right? Every time parents sit down with children, there should be something mentioned of, you know, about the Holy Prophet. Love of Holy Prophet should be ingrained in the souls of the children. It's very important. Love of the Holy Prophet. وَحُبُّ أَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ. The second thing that our Ahlul Bayt have said, that you must teach your children these three qualities. Second thing is the love of the household and Ahlul Bayt of Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the third one, وَقَرَاءَةِ الْقُرْآنِ, and teaching the Quran. There should be emphasis on this every day. Parents should, you know, remind children every single day if possible to pick up the Quran and read. Even one verse, even five verses, even one page, one ruku, or any amount of Quran, it is very important. Why? For inna hamalat al Quran fi dhillillah. Because the carrier of Quran, the person who holds the Quran in his heart, person who reads the Quran, correct? He's in the shadow, in the shade of Allah. Fi dhillillah yawma la dhilla illa dhillu. In the shade of Allah, the day when there will be no shade, except the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will be no shelter, no protection. Ma'a anbiyahi wa asfiyahi. That a person who carries Quran in his heart, in his mind, and values Quran, misses, longs, you know, to read the Quran. When you find yourself, for example, passing a day without reading Quran, you feel like you have not done something important. You want to pick up that book and read it. Read some of its meanings. Even picking up the Quran is so much thawab of that. Just holding the Quran, just looking at the Quran is so much thawab. Even reading, even if you don't understand it, reading it's so important. Knowing the meaning is even more important. But just keeping close to Quran is so important. This is some of the examples of adab. This is adab of Quran. Adab of Allah shines in the Holy Quran. Adab of Ahlul Bayt in their ahadith, in their examples on their lives. We find that when Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salatu wasalam, when he passed away, lamma mat al-Hasan akhraju janazatahu, they took out his janaza, his funeral. They were carrying the funeral on their shoulders. فَحَمَلَ مَرْوَانُ ابْنَ حَكَمْ سَرِيرَهُ. Marwan ibn Hakam came and began to shoulder the janaza on his shoulder. We know who Marwan ibn Hakam is. فَقَالَ لَهُ الْحُسَيْنِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, when he saw this, he said, تَحْمِلُ الْيَوْمْ جَنَازَتَهُ وَكُنْتَ بِالْأَمْسِ تُجْرِعُهُ الْغَيْذِ. Today you are carrying his janaza, right? Janaza of my brother. And only yesterday you were showing so much enmity and anger towards him and saying all kinds of different things about him, correct? You see, the virtue is that which is witnessed by the enemy, right? Marwan said, Na'am, kuntu af'alu dhalik. Yes, I used to do that. I used to insult him. I used to be abusive. I used to be disrespectful to him, right? Kuntu af'alu dhalik. بِمَنْ يُوَازِنُ حِلْمَهُ الْجِبَالِ. I used to be disrespectful to the person whose patience is the size of a mountain. That is the person that I was disrespectful, knowing that this person's patience has no limits. His hilm, his sabr has no limits. The enemies, you know, they knew of how great the personalities of A'imma alayhimus salam were. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us some of the values of Imams who we practice in our lives. May Allah forgive the souls of all the mu'mineen and give long life to our leader and the maraji and give peace and security to the Muslim lands. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا بالقاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الأطيبين الأطهرين المنتجبين، سيما على علي أمير المؤمنين والصديقة الطاهرة سيدة نساء العالمين صلوات والحسن والحسين سبطي الرحمة وإمامي الهدى وعلي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف القائم الحجة حججك على عبادك وأمنائك في بلادك وصل على أئمة المسلمين وحماة المستضعفين. Usikum ibadallah bitaqwa Allah. I remind you all once again to observe taqwa and piety in our lives. May Allah bless us and prepare us to enter the holy months. The month of Rajab is the month of Allah, as in the hadith. And Sha'ban is the month of the Holy Prophet of Islam. And Ramadan is the month of the Muslim nation. Rajab is also a stream in paradise. Rajab has many names. This month is full of important events, important personalities. Beginning of this month, the very first night, there is a lot of ta'keed, emphasis on the ziyarat of Sayyid al-Shuhada, Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam. As in every important occasion, whether it's an Eid or whether it's a happy occasion or a sad occasion, you'll find that the most important occasion in Islam, there is so much hadith about, you know, remembering Imam and saying salam to him. Fasting is important this month. Even a day, even 2 or 3 days of this month is highly recommended. It saves a person from a lot of things, from the evil in this life or troubles, and from that in the next life. Another beautiful thing that a person should try to do most in this month is the, and the next 2 months, is the du'as that our imams have taught us. There is every single du'a and every single word, that du'a is really important. For a person to read some Quran and some du'a every day. The du'as, and some of those are prescribed for after salat. Every, for example, fariza, ya man arjuhu li kulli khair wa amanu sakhatahu inda kulli shar, right? These are some of those things, and other small du'as. And then there are other du'as that could be read any time, and day or at night. The ghab, and one part of the du'a in this month of Rajab, يا من عنت الوجوه لهيبته وخضعت الرقاب لعظمته. A person humbles himself, reminding himself of the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, majesty and the greatness and azamat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He forgets about azamat of anything else. The only thing that remains big and strong in his eyes is presence of Allah and the power and might and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya asma' al-sami'een wa absar al-nadhirin. Oh, the most hearing, oh, the best seeing, wa asra' al-hasibin. Oh, the one who is the fastest to take into account anything. Ya dhal quwwat al-mateen. Salli ala Muhammadin khatam al-nabiyyin. Wa ala ahli baytihi al-a'immat al-sadiqin. Waqsim li fi shahrina hadha. O Allah, grant for me in this month خَيْرَ مَا قَسَمْتَ, the best of provisions that you grant. وَحْتِمْلِي فِي قَضَائِكَ خَيْرَ مَا حَتَمْتَ, and make certain for me from your decrees, from your qaza, right? خَيْرَ مَا حَتَمْتَ, for me in this month, the best things that you have decreed, give me those benefits. Of course, what can that be? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows all that's in these du'as, but a person needs two things most in his life, ilm and amal, knowledge and practice. And the more a person gets knowledge with sincerity, the better his conduct and akhlaq and manners would be. Right? And the better, more tawazu a person has and more better values a person uses in life, the closer he will be to Allah and the more knowledge he will be able to gain. Right? As simple as, for example, a student sitting in class, right? If he's humble and paying attention to the teacher, he's going to grasp what the teacher is talking about, right? And if a person knows more, he will talk less. He will say less about things that he doesn't know. He will speak when he's asked to speak, when he knows what to say. And when he does not say, he will try to abstain, try to reserve his remarks because he may be proven wrong easily, right? One of the signs of an aqil, a wise person, is that he has little excuses to give. He doesn't have to say a lot of sorries all the time. We all make mistakes and say sorry and apologize. But if we see ourselves saying apology a lot of times, that means we're saying too much. We are doing too much without thinking, right? If we see ourselves, you know, making less mistakes and less forced to say sorry to someone, it means we are doing better. We have made less mistakes in what we have done and made less mistakes in what we have said to other people, right? As I mentioned once before, that every day when a person gets up, right, the different parts of the body, they greet each other, salam to each other. And the tongue also says salam to the rest of the body. How are you all doing? And the body says, we are all okay as long as you keep quiet. And that is true. Because most harm a person receives is from saying something that is inappropriate. Whether to the outside, whether to someone in family or anyone, you know. So that is something to remember. Please cite a salawat. There are events in the community. There's a protest in the afternoon regarding Yemen. We encourage people to participate. There are some celebrations, graduations, and carnivals and other events for Al Hadi School. Inshallah, we should come together and help this school grow and achieve new goals, inshallah. And already the services and the standard and everything going on in the school is very good, but there's always room for improvement. And with our help and support, the teachers who are doing such a great job and working so hard to keep our children, you know, on the target, whether this religiously or scientifically, to teach them the right, you know, knowledge and in the right environment, all of that should inshallah continue. The event in Yemen, I'll briefly just shed some light on it. Saudi, I would say, regime, and that's the best word. Saudi regime has come out of its veil. They've put their veil aside that they had been very carefully keeping on their faces all these years. They have shed that, you know, mask aside, and they have committed an act of aggression against another country, Muslim country, right, that has over history been so close to Islam, at the core of Islam. Yemen is a very important country, and even geographically it is situated in a very important place. And the Saudi regime first attacked, invaded the country and started bombing Yemeni people. And they try all their preachers all over the world and the different resources that they have in the media try to present it as a sectarian conflict. And obviously, all the different sects exist, what they are talking about in Yemen. And they are all working in harmony and they are all collectively trying to establish a popular government, a democratic government together. So we have Hanafis and Shafi'is and Shias and Zaydis and other groups. There are even some Ismailis in, around the border. There are all of these that you can name, except for the Salafis who have unfortunately always taken the wrong side, whether in that region or other places in the world. You see that the people of Yemen have really very boldly and courageously, they have not shown any violence, they have not shown any aggression. Rather, they try to work together to bring peace and order to the country. Apparently, Saudi and their supporters, wherever they are, they try to create anarchy in Yemen, like they did in Libya. They try to create anarchy and chaos, and let the chaos continue. But because, as the leader said, the people of Yemen, following the example of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, they did not allow those plans to carry on. They defeated the plans of enemies to try to get people fighting each other. And when that failed, right, and the people, basically, the vast majority of people, they marched onto the bigger cities and they took control of bigger cities. There are no military targets there. They started bombing whatever they could find, and most the casualties, almost all of the casualties are civilians. Women and children, old people, other people who had nothing to do with anything. They were targeted. It's a very sad situation. The media is keeping quiet, and obviously media will say what their sponsors and their financiers and they tell them to say. Especially, at least in this, in America, most media outlets, they follow the line given to them, and all they just word it differently. It's the same message that you say. You keep changing the channel, you see hear the same exact thing everywhere. Newspapers, you just flip through pages, the same message goes in all the newspapers. But the good thing is that people of Yemen have understood the plans against them. You know, they've said, we will complete our revolution. We will complete our revolution in this country, and we will not be distracted by anything. They can bomb us or they can do whatever, and we will not commit any aggression as well. We have what it takes to hit other cities in other places, but we will not do that. Because we want the world to see our mazlumiyat. We want the world to understand and fully realize that we are mazlum, we are oppressed. We are not the aggressors. So you see the lies that are being said, they have a very short, you see, validity. Valid, their date expires very soon. If you keep yourself doing the right thing, the person who's lying, right, he's known very soon. And now the world is coming to realize, especially in Pakistan. Pakistan initially was under a lot of pressure to send forces to do the dirty job for Saudi Arabia, right? Fortunately, the pressure of the people in Pakistan, the unity of Shia and Sunni people, right, and its religious authorities in Pakistan, and then some of the conscientious politicians, they came together and they forced the government. They said there will be a bigger chaos in our country if we try to do something like that, to send forces. But in any case, it was the right decision not to support Saudi aggression against the impoverished and poor people and oppressed people of Yemen. We condemn this act of aggression and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring peace and order to all Muslim countries and to make the zuhur of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam close and make us among his pure followers and companions. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا صدق الله
امید قریبان تنها کجایی چه چراغ سر قبر زهرا کجایی؟ تجلی طه گل عشق مولا، دل آشفته داغ آن کوچه غم، گرفتار گودال خونین، دل افکار غمهای زینب، سیاه پوش قاسم، عزادار اکبر، گل باغ لیلا، پریشان دست علمگیر سقا، نفسهای سجا، نواهای باغ، دعاهای صادق، کسه بی کسی های شبهای کازم، حبیب رضا و انیس قریب جواد الامه، تمنای هادی عزیز دل اسگری، پس نگارا بفرما کجایی؟ 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 دلم جز هوایت هوایی ندارد، لبم غیر نامت نوایی ندارد، وضو و اذان و نماز و قنوتم بدون ولایت بهایی ندارد، دلی که نشد خانه یاس نرگس خراب است و ویران صفایی ندارد، بیا تا جوانم بده رخ نشانم، بیا تا جوانم بده رخ نشانم، که این زندگانی وفایی ندارم، که این زندگانی وفایی ندارم.